Tango 4HKX, KP2H XS.
Chief. Radio turned down. I didn't know whether it was time coming back on or not. I had to order a carry out. You doing okay tonight?
Oh, yeah. I'm just sitting here. The missus and I are heading out the door here in a couple of minutes to do a little bit of running around. Just kind of waiting for the rain to stop a little bit.
Like it was going to turn out nice yesterday in the morning. And the clouds came in. That was all she wrote. I think it's going to start cooling off after lunch today, but it's going to be pretty nice tomorrow, I think. I don't know for sure. I think it is anyway.
About that, I know it's going to be like 64 today or something like that. It's definitely like a light jacket day. You know, it's like darned if you do, darned if you don't. You know, kind of in-between weather like that, but, you know, that's fine.
Next week, I guess it's going to be, it's because the high tomorrow's only going to be 55. It says we're supposed to have some sunshine, but I have not seen it yet today. I think the wind's going to pick up a little bit too, but evidently it's going to be cooling off and be back in the 60s. Looks like maybe next week it's going to be some nice. I got some mid 70s in the middle of the week next week. Maybe that'll be about time to see some little bit warmer weather. Liz, I'll let you go. I got to go run and get this carry out. And hope you and the missus have a nice lunch, and take care.
Good day, KAB2HXS, and be listening out.
HXS, KN4BWA.
Hello.
Well, I used to date her a long time ago. She'd go, hello.
What, make it quick. I'm busy.
What are you doing? Taking a nap?
No, actually, the missus and I are just heading out the door here in a couple minutes to go running around to do.
Huh. So you're not out being a productive citizen today?
No, I'll be productive on Tuesday. I have to change a furnace out on Tuesday, and then I got to go, I have to make rounds to my customers Wednesday, Thursday on the installs that we did in the cold weather with the new furnaces and stuff and go and check the air conditioning side now, make sure everything is running correctly, charge them up if need be, whatever. But no, next week is my productive week.
Okay. Well, all right, I guess we'll let you off the hook for the day.
Yeah, like that. What are you writing about doing? You working or are you goofing off?
Pretty been out and made a little bit of money this morning. Went over and did a state certification on a x-ray unit over at Spartanburg Humane Society, and now I'm headed over to Greasley to go to a model train show.
Oh, I forgot all about that. We were going to go to that, doggone it. Where is it at? Is it at that that model store there, the one on the one that we met what's his name at?
This is a big time show. It's probably close to that. It's in a triple gymnasium, and they fill. Matter of fact, it may be a quadruple gymnasium, a quadruple basketball court size gymnasium, and it's at that Rock Springs Baptist Church. As you come out 123, you know where the hobby shop is. As you come out from the hobby shop, you go up that big hill, and just as you top the hill right there at that traffic light is Rock Springs Church, and it's their area, if I can, there.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we're probably going to miss it this time, but I have enough train paraphernalia for now.
Listen, what are you doing next Friday? Have you ever been up by the Western North Carolina Ag Center?
In fact, I think we're going up there tomorrow for a, there's a show up there. I know, right by the airport there, right? Up in the, up by Asheville Airport?
Yes, sir, Edie Deedy. Listen, one of their little auditorium buildings up there, it would probably hold, oh, you know my building, right?
What's that?
You know my building, right?
You broke up.
Okay. You know the building that I own?
Yeah.
Well, they got a building there at the Western North Carolina Ag Center that's probably double the size of my building. And they're having a train show there next Friday. And me and a couple of the guys are going up.
Yeah, we're going to the Celtic show tomorrow. There's a Celtic show up there. Oh, we go there all the time for the jewelry shows. Yeah, we know the building. Absolutely.
That train show is going to be even better than the one they're having over at Easley. And let me tell you, what we generally do is we pull out at about 10 o'clock. It's an hour up there, and we'll eat lunch at 11 and then go into the show, and we'll spend about an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours in the show, and then buzz on back, so we're back early afternoon.
Is this the type of show where I need to bring my wife with me as a voice of reason? Is that the type of show that we're looking at?
If you go into the show with a lustful train heart.
Okay.
They've got everything in there from G scale all the way down to Z scale, and including the old American Flyer stuff.
Yeah, I got a couple of G scale cars here. I want to get back into the LGB stuff, you know, the G scale, and you know, get something going. Well, we'll see. Let me mention it to the missus and see what we're doing next week. Like I say, I got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Kind of, we're doing some running around and stuff, so I gotta, I gotta get that done before we do anything or plan anything for Friday. Gotta make sure I got no, nobody needs me next week, you know, customer wise.
Busy building, get it all done and be clear for Friday. And we'll have a pretty good time going up there.
Check it out. We'll definitely. All right, let me let you go, Steve. We're getting ready to jump in the car here. I got a radio in my wife's car now, so I'll talk to you from there.
I'm just leaving the house. I'm over here by Holly Springs Fire Department, and I'm headed for Easley, so I'll be in here for a while. Oh, wait, no. KN4 VWA Mobile
with Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Hey, what's going on? Go ahead, take it. I'm going to be out of here for a few minutes. I'll catch you guys in the mobile. KB2HXS, go ahead. Rusty.
That's all right, Dave. I have trouble remembering my own name sometimes, too. Good morning to you, and good morning to Steve. Just leaving Lowe's. Got a dryer being delivered today, and I think I may need a new hose, a new vent tube to go behind it. But I won't know until they pull it out, so I bought one to have in case they did it. So anyway, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, and 4WA. Gas or electric? The risk is not as great there as with gas, but just make sure that you clear the old vent out. Man, those things can be a real problem sometimes. I knew a guy that had his vent ran into the wall, straight down the wall, on the inside of the wall, and then down through the floor, then did another 90-degree turn and went back out through the foundation of the house, and it was vented there. After about 10 years, he thought he had to have a new dryer, but he ran into an honest service technician. The guy came out and cleared all the lint out of the exhaust vent, and he says, well, there you go, it's fixed. I cleaned out the lint. It had so much in it, it wouldn't blow through.
Heat module. It's the controls the heat, the amount of heat it puts out, and that's quit working. I've had the unit for 20 years, and I'll vacuum out the vent area, take the old one out, vacuum it out, and vacuum it before they put the new one in, and all. But yeah, it took me 2.5 hours to dry one tub load of clothes yesterday, and it shouldn't take that long because there was nothing really heavy in it. But like I said, it had to replace the washer last year because the tank started leaking. The tank on the inside got damaged and started leaking water everywhere. and that was going to cost over $300 to get fixed. The dryer part, the guy come out and looked at it, and he said, this is what, he priced the part, and the price part, the unit for replacing it was $240 some dollars, and then his fee was $150, so I'd have been at, you know, right at $400 already, and a little bit more than that, I can get a brand new dryer that's in better shape.
Just bought my wife a new dryer, and man, I'll tell you what, the time basically cut down to about a fourth of what it was being. Plus, you know the little timer drive? That's what went bad in ours, is the clocking mechanism. And, you know, you can get those for about $125, $150, but, you know, this one, it was old, and it had done a good job, so, you know, time to let it go.
Same with this one. It's actually a combination dryer, a timer thing. Mine does time dry if you set it for a certain amount of time. And does that, but the regular drying cycle, you set it for a type of, whether it's, you know, heavy duty, regular, or light, and then it handles all of itself and reads down the, you know, the different levels of it inside. But I mean, the other day I put it on regular because that's what I had. It ran the regular cycle, which ran for, you know, about an hour and some, and it's much longer than it should have been. And the clothes were still damp, so I put it back through another cycle. And they come out again, they were still damp, and then I put them on another cycle for a short time. They were less damp, but I just put it on a time dry for about 20 minutes, and they finally got dry. So, you know, it took all of that time, and that eats up energy, and it eats up time. And that's, so, but after 20 years, I've gotten my money's worth out of this set. And all, like I said, I had to replace the washer last year, and now the dryer. And fortunately, the place I got it from has the matching dryer to go with the washer. So I've got that. They'll deliver it after 2 o'clock today and install it. Oh, but they don't take away the old one. That's the only thing wrong with it. W2 T-Mobile, go ahead.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what I discovered. Have you ever heard of Fannings? It's a store called Fannings. And my wife remembered seeing an advertisement. And, you know, Home Depot, if you go and buy in Home Depot, they don't have anything in stock. You got to pay for it, wait 10 days to 2 weeks to get it from a warehouse, and then they'll bring it out. No, I need it now, not 2 weeks from now. So anyhow, she remembered this place called Fanning. And they get all of the scratch and dent stuff. And, man, let me tell you what, it's crazy. We went in there, and the dryer she wanted at Lowe's was like $690. Well, we went in there and bought the exact same thing with a brand new warranty, and it had a little tiny skid place on the very back corner. And we got the new warranty, got everything. We got that dryer for under $500.
Yep. Well, I'm just getting one that's a straight regular dryer. When I went into the place the other day, yesterday, and talked with them, I was looking at one dryer, and they only had it in black, and I didn't realize after I got home last night that my set is in white, so I didn't need a white one. But that had the steam capability on the dryer, and I didn't need that. I just want a good dryer. So when I called them up today and told them about that, and they said, well, this one's going to be cheaper, and, you know, less to finance, and it'll be cheaper, and we have it in stock also, and we'll be out there after 2 o'clock today to install it for you. So I said, okay.
All that, are you getting the white one?
Yeah, they have the white one in stock. They had that one and all. The black one, they only had one of them, but after I found out, it was like, I was paying $240 more to get the one with the steaming capabilities, and I don't think I have enough stuff to worry about that I need that.
I'll just tell you, Rusty, I just don't worry whether my delegates have rankings or not.
You're too much, Steve, and I'll... Well, did you go to the DX Association meeting last night? I was had a net to call, so I didn't get to go.
I'm just going on with you, Rusty. That, you know, that steam function on there that you're talking about, I agree with you 100%. That's just an extra gimmick that they charge a boatload of money for. Yeah, I went to the meeting last night, and we really didn't talk about anything. The guys talking about current events and who's doing what happened to 3Y0J, and we spent more time talking about the quality of Dave's Teslas more than anything else. So I'm looking forward to next month when we get that presentation on DMR.
Make that one next month, because I do want to find out what that's all about. I don't know anything about DMR. I don't have a DMR radio. Right now, as far as I'm concerned, they're too expensive to buy one that's got that DMR capabilities. It doesn't show me anything that I can see that I need that for when I can do well with what I've got. So anyway, well, I've arrived back at the house. I need to get on inside and check my mail first, then get inside and start cooking stuff for dinner. I'm going to put on a pot of chili today. Talk to you later. KN4VWA, W2T, 73.
That's Rusty, and I hope that new dryer works out well for your delegates. You have a good day, brother. 73. KN4VWA, still mobile.
HXS, KN4VWA, you there?
Mobile.
So for ZEW Mobile.
Good morning.
Morning, KN4VWA. How are you today, sir?
Good. This is Ben. And just coming back from the store. I got a wedding coming up and a daddy-daughter dance. So I had to go and get a new suit picked out and tailored and fitted and all that stuff.
One more time. It's Steve on this end.
Ben, as in Benjamin, from Simpsonville. I was up at Winterfield Day.
I just didn't quite catch your name when you said it the first time. Now I know who we're talking about now. Yeah, I don't know if you remember me or not. I'm that tall, good-looking, bald-headed fella. So you got to give one away, huh?
Yeah, you were the one with the limp pole.
Yeah, you're right. And I've solved that issue permanently. I tell you what, I bought me a new antenna, baby.
Something telescoping like you were talking about?
I looked at the spider pole. I looked at several other different ways to do that mast. And I said, you know what, there's got to be a better way. And I had attended a meeting up in Sevierville, Tennessee, the SEDCO meeting, and they had a station set up there, and they had a Trans World antenna. It's a horizontal dipole, 8.5 up in 6 minutes. And man, let me tell you what, my first contact on that thing was Staffordshire, England. But anyhow, it's slick. And it has its own little tripod place. You just set it out there and go to work.
I'll have to take a look at it. I just bought a Moxon off-center fed dipole I'm waiting on to show up. Or Moxcon. He builds them himself.
Georgia, Maxcon. I have one of his antennas, and it works great. As a matter of fact, the OCF the OCF inverted V that I had up at the field that was doing so good, except for the sagging pole, that was one of the, that was a Maxcon, and I mean it'll reach out.
From what I read about on EHAM and stuff, it sounded really good, and I paid the extra $20 to get the 3K instead of the 200 watt.
That one that I put up at the field day was good for 1,500 watts.
Nice. I do have a quick question about it. I have a steel flagpole in my yard, and I'd like to use it to hold up one of the ends, not electrically connected to it, just tie the rope to it. Is that a danger of, like, interfering with the signal because it's a metal pole?
Talking about one of the ends, right?
One of the ends, and the rope would be holding it, but the dipole wire itself would be a little bit away on an insulator.
If there was a way that you could get the short leg of the OCF 10 feet away from that metal pole,
I think you'd be fine. Excuse me, I'm yelling.
I think you'd be fine if you could just get it out about 10 feet away. And is it a ferrous metal or is it an aluminum?
I stuck a magnet on it, but I'm pretty sure it's ferrous. It's a steel.
Definitely want to get it out at, you know, the very tip of the short leg. Get it at least 10 foot out away from that metal pole, you know, suspend it on that rope. And then I think you'd probably be okay. Now, how high do you have the apex?
I'm working that out. It's on the point of my house, which is a two-story, so 2.5 stories up. And I can go up on a pole because I'm not in a homeowners association. So I could put a mast at the corner point of the house and go up higher if I need to, which I think I'm going to need to get away from the house and just get it clear of obstruction.
On a normal two-story with a standard pitch roof, you're probably going to be upwards of about 24 feet up. And unless you got a real steep pitch on your roof, then you could be up a little bit higher. You could actually get up probably 28 feet. But yeah, that sounds pretty good. You're getting there.
I think I'm going to put a 6-foot, 8-foot mast on there just to get it up and away, and because I can. It's also a standard pitch. It's not steep, so I can get up there and work and stuff. And I think that'll work out pretty well. I'll have the long end up in a tree, but I'll have to see, you know, when that arrives, what my what the lengths are as far as you know where things are laid out in the yard.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. As much as you run it as an inverted.
I think it's going to be slightly inverted. I'm pretty sure it'll be quite more than 45 degrees. It'll be fairly flat, but it won't be completely flat. I can't get the ends all up as high as I'd like to.
Okay, well, I don't know exactly what your situation is, but you do need to get those ends up at least about 8 or 10 feet off the ground also.
I'll be able to get them more than 10 feet off the ground. That flagpole's a 20-footer. There's also a magnolia tree beyond it, so I may tie into the magnolia tree, and then another tree on the other side, and then 2.5 stories plus mass, probably have the middle up about 30 feet.
That'll give you plenty. Yeah, you ought to be in good shape. Yeah, you stretch it out there and get you a good long length of Dacron rope, like the sell up at the Wireman, and the proper insulator, and you ought to be in pretty good, you ought to be in great shape.
Man, anyway, so, yeah, I'm just waiting on him to fulfill the order, and then a nice day with when it's not raining, and work on getting this thing up.
Talk you into the ballon and a choke.
Just got the dipole pre-tuned, so it should have the ballon in it where the wire, you know, where the two wires come together.
Talk me into an additional frequency filter choke, and I finally wound up getting rid of that thing. I threw it away. It was worthless. Fouled up my SWRs and everything else. So now that I've got just that straight antenna with the balance, oh, that thing's sweet.
I'm really looking forward to it. I got a 7300 for Christmas, and I've been fighting with an NFED for about a month, and finally I'm just like, screw it, I'm buying something that's pre-tuned so I can get on the air. I'm antsy about using that 7300.
Oh man, that's a good way to go, and that 7300 is a good radio. So, what class are you now, general or extra?
For ZEW for ID, I am general.
Okay, and 4 BWA. Yeah, I am too, but I've got to go back and get my extra. I want to get into those extra frequency ranges. So, I just got to buckle down and do it.
Just got licensed in 2022, so I sort of blazed through the technician and the general, and now I'm like, I really want to use the stuff, know it solid, and then go take the extra. So the extra manual I have right now is good for another year and a half. So I figure by then I should have no problem getting that. If I keep working with it and study and play with it, should be able to eventually get there.
Just like I will. It's just a question of, dedicating the time to get it done. So, anyhow, so where do you live?
I live down here in between Simpsonville and Malden. It's a Simpsonville address, but we're in Greenville County. So it's pretty nice location. It's got about 3 acres. Like I said, no HOA. It's a good radio spot.
Tower in your future.
None that has said that. I'm like, I'm gonna end up with a tower. I don't want to, but it's gonna happen. I know it.
I've got a little 50 footer up at my place, and I'm up on high elevation, and my 2 meter simplex, man, it reaches out great. I can talk to people in Easley from where I am in Edmond on simplex on 2 meters. So I just happen to look out and have a really good spot. My elevation up there is 1,100 feet.
Damn, that's nice. And you're probably talking you can reach Easley without a beam, right? You're just using an omnidirectional.
But it's a real good one. It's a Diamond X50A, and it's a stick antenna. It really does a good job.
Impressed when I bought a Comet GP15 off of a Silent Keys Widow. It's a 7/8 wavelength encased in fiberglass, and man, that was a gigantic difference. I was running a what is the conical one? I can't even think of the name. I was using it for scanning. And, upgraded to that Comet Tri-Band, I think it is. And, yeah, amazing difference.
Now, there's all kind of tricks and stuff that we can get into out there. All kind of money we can spend, too. So, anyhow, I'm afraid I have champagne taste on a beer budget.
In that, it's just, this hobby can be expensive. It's not a budget hobby, but I'm enjoying it. It's got me back into electronics, and I'm playing with an Arduino now, and doing some circuit building. So it's really been a lot of fun.
Yep. We don't want to hold the frequency up too long. There might be some other folks out there trying to get it. The guy earlier, CD28XX. I want to be able to make it into his wife's car. So, yeah, let's see if somebody else wants to jump in there.
I just got home anyway, so I'm going to go inside and probably start getting some lunch together and see how the rest of the day pans out. Good talking to you, Steve. Hope I'll see you around. KO4ZEW, I'll be clear on your final.
Clear to Ben, KO4ZEW.